Senator Mansfield, Mr. President.
First, I got a little note over I just signed. I'll tell you, I appreciate very much what you said about me and Lady Bird, Mexico. Just somebody handed me a ticker that I guess while I was gone, I got in late last night and I had it on my desk and I dictated your little note and you'll get it. But Gene Black's here with me and he's going out to Southeast Asia. And I was very anxious for him. George Aiken had been talking to me about Cambodia, and you had, of course, too. Yes. And I was very anxious for him to sit down and talk to Sinhuth. Mm-hmm. But he can't get in there.
He can't get in?
No, and we got that Mekong development. He's got this bank on the road now.
You mean you won't let him in?
No. And we've had three projects, got two in Thailand and one in Laos, and the fourth dam is Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next up, and of course we'll expect to put a little help in there. And I wanted him to try to, Bill Fulbright had talked to me about the possibility of Gene Black talking to some of these folks in language that wasn't always traditional State Department. And I appealed to him after I talked to Bill to come up here and talk to Fulbright and to give me a month of his time. So he's going out there. Today I asked him about Cambodia and he said, well, he couldn't get in. I asked him how he tried to get in. He said, well, we didn't have anybody there, but that he couldn't get in there in Burma and Indonesia, that Russ didn't want him to go into Indonesia till the dust settled a little bit. And Burma, they didn't want him to come until Nguyen got over here, so it wouldn't look like he's going over to try to urge him to come or something.
Yeah.
But Cambodia, he wanted to go very much, and he had tried through Utah and his assistant, and they just haven't got any clearance.
Yeah, but the Australians represent us there.
Well, the State Department and United Nations outfit hadn't got it cleared for him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd better ask you what you and George Aiken been talking about, what you thought I ought to do, who I ought to talk to, or what I ought to do, or whether you thought it would be desirable. I would think it would be.
I do think it's desirable, very desirable. And let me think about it.
When are you going to go, Gene? Next week. Why don't you think? Wait a minute. And they're stockholders in this bank he organized.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And you think it over. Here's Gene. You say a word to him, then you call me back tomorrow, and I'll call him.
Well, I'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, well, okay, that's right. Wait a minute. You can think about it and tell me then.
Okay.
Whatever you think. Here's Gene a second.
How are you, sir?
Yes, Mr. Black. How are you?
Just fine. I've been trying to get in there, but they don't seem to want me to come. I heard about your trip, and what they're thinking now about is if they won't let me come in, is to have the Cambodian, who is the chairman of the Mekong Committee,
mm-hmm.
Possibly meet me in Laos.
Mm-hmm.
But I was disappointed, and the president was too, that I couldn't get in there.
Well, tell me, have any efforts been made through the Australian ambassador who represents us there?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
They felt that I should carry on this through Uthant and his deputy.
I see. Well, now, they're not too friendly about the United Nations. As a matter of fact, I think they've got a representative up there, but I think if I remember correctly, he has withdrawn his voting representative. I'm not certain about that.
Yeah, but they're very friendly about the Mekong, you see.
Yeah.
Right along, they've played along on that.
Well, they doubled their subscription.
Yeah.
In Manila last December.
Yeah, and then they joined the bank, you see.
Yeah.
Burma didn't join the bank, but Cambodia did, and I met the fellow there when I was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a very enthusiastic speech.
Yeah, well, you'd like to go there and look over this project.
Go and talk to him about the next project on the in priority is in Cambodia.
That's number four?
That's right.
And you've got the groundwork laid for the first three?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
we got two of them built, and then we got two built in Thailand, and we got one in Laos financed, and the next one on the list is in Cambodia.
Fine.
And they're very keen about it.
Yes, sir. Well, let me look into it, and I'll tell the president what I can find out tonight.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Black.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hello.